I didn't think my underwear would get delivered during this climate right now. Well, I'm not complaining, I guess. Trying on underwear could pass some time since being stuck in the home for the next 3 months. Or however long. Let's see what's in my box. Oh, what do we have here? I think I'll go with the red underwear since red is my favourite colour, of course. Finally, I can get this dirty old underwear off. Oh, I'll get this off, Mum. And first, I'm going to try on my lacy red thongs. Well, they look good right now. Too good, actually. Now let's get this brown. All right, I hate these things sometimes. So stressful to get them on. Okay, I'll get this. Oh, the bloody clip. Bloody fuck. Distance. Jesus Christ. Finally. Whoa, they really give me an extra lift. I was getting concerned with getting older and worried that my breasts will start hitting self soon, but I'm impressed. Really impressed, actually. Time to show my husband this. He is going to love it. He must be feeling very horny being stuck in that hotel room under quarantine. Weird, he's not picking up. Wait a second. Son! Come here for a second, love. Just got to ask you something. Oh shit, I'm not even changed. Fuck, is there a towel? Shit. Oh god, I'm gonna hide under these covers in bed. Oh fuck. Okay, I've covered up. Hey there, honey. I was wondering if you heard from your father? You haven't either? Well, as you know, he's stuck in his hotel in another country for a month at the least because, as you know, he's travelling all over the world, sometimes with his job, and very unfortunate that he's stuck there. However, I just tried to FaceTime him and he isn't replying. How strange is that? Oh yeah, you're right. Time zones exist. How silly of me. Silly Billy, oh bloody. Heck. Yet. But No, it's not an emergency, don't worry, nothing is wrong, I just wanted to speak to him, show him a few things. That's none of your business, honey, come on. Well, this is something I just can't show you. Sweetie, listen, why do you think I'm under the sheets? It's not for your eyes. I get it that you're trying to help, and I'm glad I have you stuck in this house with me because you're very helpful. But this here just is not for your eyes, and it's for your father's. Sorry if that's too much information, but you're an adult now, and so I'm sure you can understand. Well, your father and I have a very active life, as to say, and I'm not used to not having a release when I need it. Now, none of this should be your concern, so stop being so nosy now, sweetie, and come down with these questions. How about instead you help to take my mind off this and we can do some bonding time together? How about that, honey? Yes, we certainly can watch a movie of your choice in here. However, you have to let Mummy get changed first, okay? No, I'm not going out anywhere. Why? Honey, I'm in my underwear right now, hence why I'm hiding under the sheets. I need to be suitable. I won't be long. Well, you really are eager to watch this film, aren't you? Well, I guess you do make such a compelling argument. Yes, I have noticed that we are a family, so... All right, just come up and scoot right in, lovely. There we go. What was that, honey? Can you please repeat? Yes, this is new underwear. How did you know that? Oh, the empty packet over there. Yeah, I'll just put it in the trash in the morning. Don't worry about that. Let's just focus on getting this movie set up. I'm really excited to see what you've picked. I'm very glad that you flatter me like that and say that this underwear looks good on me. That's the reason why I was trying to call your father, actually, just to show this off for him. But of course, he's most likely sleeping now, so he can get an eyeful of Mummy tomorrow. And who says I'm getting old, right? Oh, love, you must be wanting something from me by now with all these compliments. Not looking a day past 21. Oh, your compliments are sweet, but I can't help to think there is a hidden meaning under them. You want Mummy to let you go out or something? I see right through them compliments, sweetie. All right. I'll believe your honesty then. Now, this is quite a weird discussion to have with Mommy, don't you think? And you still haven't even opened Netflix yet. We don't have all day to wait. Well, we do, but I could be doing other things instead, such as cooking some of my best homemade spaghetti. I'm ready. Oh, no, wait, not yet. Don't start it yet. I need to try and move into a better position to get comfier. Excuse me. Ouch. Oh no, don't worry. It's not my back again, thankfully. It's my bra. The clip just stabbed into me. Ouch. I think it's best I try to take it off for now. It's sexy, yes, but definitely 0 points for comfort. Do you mind, honey? Well, close your eyes at least till I take this bra off and get a t-shirt on. I'm okay, sweetie. I just didn't expect this bra to be so damn difficult to get off again. Oh, fuck. Bloody heck. This is like a real challenge. Sorry to keep you waiting. All right, I give up now. Can you help me, dear? I just want you to take the clip out from the bra to get this damn thing off. Thank you so much. I can finally breathe and be comfortable. Just sit my brow over on the table there, will you, love? Now, you get back into the bed now. Finally, with no distractions, so we can get on with this movie. Wait. I'm joining you, don't worry. I just have no idea where any of my pyjama t-shirts went. That's strange. I'm sure I saw my checkered one when I was doing the laundry yesterday. Where has it went? I cannot seem to find it. Well, that's annoying. Well, then. All right. Stop being so impatient. I find it very strange that you wouldn't mind me in there with no top on. That isn't very normal. I guess we don't know what goes on behind people's doors. Yes, true, but... Okay, I won't keep you waiting any longer. Come on, make some space for Mummy. All sorted, and I'm feeling very comfortable. You were right on that, though. Having the covers on my naked chest is actually a very nice feeling. It's very rare that I sleep naked now, since I have you and the others running around, but I forgot how nice it was. Hold on there, partner. What are you doing? Why are you squeezing my breasts? You want to give me a hug? Oh, I'm very sure that's not how hugs go, sweetheart. Your father does that to me most nights when we were in bed. You must have got that from him. Father like son. Tut, tut, tut. Now, stop being silly and behave yourself. Come on, it's been a while since we spent some time together like this. You used to love lying on my breasts back in the day, so come on, sweetie. Put your head up here. My big breasts. This is a life just like old times. Mwah. Thank you so much for helping Mummy today take her bra off. What a good son you are. You were raised very well. You know, it doesn't matter about the movie at this point. I'm just enjoying our conversation together. We don't spend time like this together anymore, having a proper mother and son conversation. I love it when you open up to me like this, sweetie. You can tell me anything, okay? Not to criticize our time together, but not usually you're interested in hanging out with your old ma. Oh, nothing will sound silly to me. I've been through it all. It's about the pandemic. Oh, well, I've not been through that. I guess this is a very different thing. I can't give advice on that. I'm sorry, love. And, so what about it exactly, sweetie? And I'll try to help. You don't like us all in the house? Oh, come on, that is not nice. Oh, because of being horny, yes. I understand you, son. I understand you well. And it's normal for us humans to have these feelings and do have these urges. And I don't want the house being too busy to scare you from releasing yourself. Come here. I know these are very stressful times, and being sexually frustrated also can add to the anxiety of all of this. If you would like, I will watch a movie myself and you can deal with your jack or wank. I'm not sure what you younger people call it nowadays. It's always having a new nickname, isn't it? Son, are you not going to do it in your own room? The computer has broke. Seriously, I don't believe that for a second. It's because of my large chest, isn't it? Okay, if you do your business here, I will help you. Do you promise to then calm down with all of this and continue on normally? Well, normally, as in playing your games or whatever you do in that room of yours. Yes, I will help you. I'm guessing big breasts get you going so you can hold them all you want. You can squeeze them, even give them a little lick. Wouldn't be the first time, but a very long time since that last happened. Oh, here, let me do it for you. Just relax and have fun playing with my big breasts. Oh, you better watch your playing with my breasts. I'm even about to have a good time. Oh my. This is all for you, sweetie. The sooner you let it all out, you can be back to normal again. And how's mummy wanking you? Is mummy doing a great job? Would you like to go a little faster? Do you like it how it's doing right now? Okay, I'll do it till I want then. I'll be very unpredictable. How about that, sweetie? Wow, look at the size of you. You're all grown up. You're just ready to burst. Oh my, it's nearly purple. How long has it been since you last fapped? Oh, honey, next time just tell me, son. Shh, don't talk. Keep sucking on my big juicers. Mommy's starting to enjoy it too. Come on, sweetie, you can come. Don't be shy. Mummy gives you permission to get her hands all sticky. I've been washing my hands a lot with the corona thing going on, so don't be shy. Do it for your mummy. Mummy will be very proud of you. You'll be such a good boy. Come on, sweetie, don't be shy. I've done and seen all of this before. I know exactly how to do it, and I know it feels very good for you right now, honey. So the quicker you just let it all go, we can get back to normality, okay, honey? You're going to be such a good boy for mommy. You're going to be a good boy for mommy. Oh, I can feel you shaking. Come on, baby. You can do it, baby. Come on. Mama's going to be so proud of you. Come on, love. Well done. Come on. Come on. Oh, well done. Mommy is so proud of you. And how quick as well. You could not resist. It must have been so long you've waited for this moment. And how do you feel now? See, I told you that you will feel so much better having that release. Now, lucky I have a towel right next to me, so excuse mommy while I wipe my hands. Okay, I'm just going to go and get this towel that's over here, sweetie. I'm just going to wash my hands. That was so amazing, wasn't it? And I can just throw it onto here and I will wash it in the morning. Now, where is the blanket? There we go. Let's get back into bed. Ah, there we go. Hey, shh, come here. Don't feel bad about this. It's completely normal, sweetie. I actually feel like we are closer after this, don't you think? Shh, what did I say? It's not embarrassing. It's bonding time. I'm a cool mommy, right? You can tell me anything, and I'll help you out as much as possible. Now, how about you relax now after that? That was a big load, and my arm is very tired. Are you not going to appreciate my hard work instead of being embarrassed about this? I did so much for you. My arm is very sore. Thank you. I'm glad you told me how much you enjoyed it. Now, which movie? Spider-Man?